Did Donald Trump's speeches inspire violence along the campaign trail? Several researchers at Penn tackled that question recently and published their findings last week. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron reports on what they found.
Christopher Morrison and his colleagues research injury prevention.
So we're always looking out for potential contributors to violence and injury.
Politics and violence aren't exactly strangers, but Morrison, a postdoctoral fellow, wanted to check the hypothesis that Donald Trump rallies specifically led to violence.
There was often the suggestion made that the inflammatory rhetoric from then-candidate Trump was leading to increased incidents of violence.
You might recall some of that inflammatory rhetoric.
Maybe he should have been roughed up.
Get the hell out of here!
I'd like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Morrison and his co-authors looked at cities that hosted Trump rallies during the campaign and compared them with cities where his opponent, Hillary Clinton, appeared. After controlling for population size and other variables, they found cities where Trump held rallies experienced a 12% uptick in assaults that same day. They don't know why exactly. Perhaps increased police presence led to more vigilance and arrests. But Morrison believes
the most likely explanation is that the Trump rallies themselves lead to violence.
How exactly? It could be the extra assaults happened at or around Trump rallies. It could be that people heard Trump's words on local news or social media and it shifted their moods. But for Morrison, the lesson is simple. Words matter. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.